WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Critic at large Laurie Stone just saw the film Gorillas in the Mist. Sigourney Weaver stars as naturalist Diane Fossey, who spent 18 years in Rwanda studying, befriending, and protecting the dwindling population of Africa's rare mountain gorilla. Laurie found the story and Weaver's performance inspiring.
Gorillas in the Mist, about naturalist Diane Fossey, is sketchy about Fossey's psychology and thin on the politics of Rwanda, the small African country where she ferociously protected mountain gorillas. But from the first moments of this film, I was moved. Ian Cuthbertson, who plays Louis Leakey, tells a Louisville assembly about the systematic destruction of the animals. Native poachers hunt and kill them, cutting off their heads and hands to sell abroad as souvenirs. Poachers wipe out a whole gorilla family to capture a single baby, which is then sold to a European zoo. Leakey shows slides of the majestic animals, their coats velvety black, their intelligent heads crowned by ridges of thick fur. There are only a few hundred left, he says. Then the camera shifts to a woman in the audience, to her jaw. It's the mandible of Sigourney Weaver, who plays Fossey, and that jaw is set, already filled with fury, a primal identification with creatures whose beauty and strength can't protect them from injustice. That rage is immediately recognizable. It's the memory of infant humiliation, the awareness of abused children and rape. Weaver needs little more than her jaw for this part, and using it, she inhabits Fossey's obsessions admirably, convincingly. In Alien, she played the first female movie hero, the first woman to vanquish a villain without the aid of men. In Gorillas in the Mist, we see her gripped by passion. As soon as Fossey encounters the gorillas, she falls in love. The scenes of actual gorillas are mesmerizing. The animals are enormous, averaging 400 and 500 pounds when fully grown. They are so strong they can hurl huge tree trunks yards into the air, but mostly they are peaceful. They sit amid low vegetation, chomping leaves and grooming one another's hair. They beat their chests for pleasure and touch one another often. They are the creatures Rousseau painted, mysterious, alert, soulful. When Weaver earns their trust and huddles with them, chattering, holding their hands, she conveys utterly the delight of interspecies communion. The film traces the 18 years Diane Fossey spent protecting the gorillas from extinction. We see her securing aid from the Rwandan government and curbing slaughter. We also see her slowly deteriorating physically and mentally. She won't leave her mountain, even for part of the year, to share a life with the National Geographic photographer Bob Campbell, played by Brian Brown, who made her known to the world and with whom she had a love affair. She shoots at tourists who wander near her camp, and she goes on wild, vengeful rampages against the Batwa tribespeople, who, at the movie's harrowing climax, murder Digit, a great silverback gorilla with whom she feels the deepest rapport. This sequence is excruciating, and in it Fossey becomes a figure of tragic dimension, thwarted by circumstances, each with a logic, but all conspiring against the gorilla's survival. It is a modern reality, fighting a noble fight that drives you to desperate, violent measures. Fossey was brutally murdered in 1985, and the crime remains unsolved. She made many enemies, but her life registers as important. So does this movie. The gorillas, alive by the thinnest of margins, remind us that the forces of destruction have never been more powerful and that life on this planet has never been more endangered.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and a contributor to The Village Voice.